Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
When this whole world starts getting me down and people are just too much for me, I climb way.
Welcome back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much. Hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My website's for smallbusinessadvocate.com, and then one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Tim Berry's our guest, our good friend, 17 and a half year member of our Brain Trust, founder of Palo Alto Software, and their outstanding newest product is called Live Plan. I encourage you to check that out, and of course you can find Tim at timberry.com, right, Tim?
Yes, thank you for that, timberry.com.
All your stuff there, the blog and everything. Folks, I promise you, if you start following Tim Berry, you will thank me later. Tim, we're talking about owning your numbers. We're talking about one of the things I want you to tell us is, what do we, if we own the numbers, what are the numbers that we need to own? What are the most important ones?
Yeah, because you mentioned in your example there that, well, they had one thing or the next. And we profit and loss is the way most of us think, mm-hmm. and what most of us deal with, but it isn't enough. First of all, you need to understand that if you've got to follow that flow between delivering the product or service along with a need.
Mm-hmm.
It's called accounts receivable.
Mm-hmm.
Called sales on account,
mm-hmm.
and that's people. You can't just track profits. You can't just track sales and expenses. You have to track how long you wait to get paid.
You can be awash in profits and still go out of business.
Yes, it's absolutely, because you've got this other thing that on your and sales are there, but you don't have the money. So,
and until you collect it, all you've done is be a bank.
Well, until you collect it, every dollar that's in your, we call them accounts receivable. It's the, mm-hmm. the sums of money that you're waiting to get paid on. It looks like you have the money in your profit and loss, but you don't,
mm-hmm.
because it's in accounts receivable. So that's one, if you're business to business. And then another one, if you're a company that deals with products, physical products, then you have to be very careful about inventory, because inventory is another place that your money can hide. And it doesn't show up on the profit and loss. We all have the tendency to watch. But with inventory, you may have lots and lots of money sitting around, not showing up on your profit, it's sitting in inventory, and it might be there forever. You don't have that money to spend, and it doesn't show up on your profits.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, what we call accounts payable, most businesses, the vast majority, wait. It's the converse of the accounts receivable in point one. That's another thing that doesn't show up in your profit, but banking on your customers. And this, by the way, is a good thing. This helps cash flow, holding your money and paying it. So that's number three. Number four is repaying debts. That can kill your cash flow. Your debt burden can be money that you need to have, but doesn't show up on profit and loss.
Debt service does show up in the form of strengthening your business. Debt service, besides the interest shows up on your P&L, but the debt service part of that becomes part of the equity.
And can kill your cash flow, and is also, all five of these things are potentially
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.